Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne's Blown Off.
Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Kayla is in Avondale. Hi, Kayla.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for reaching out. We're excited to hear what's going on. Tell us about Marcus. Why is he not calling you back?
That's what I would like to know.
That's the million-dollar question today.
Exactly. He comes off as like a very laid-back guy. So I don't know if it's just because he's so laid-back that he just hasn't gotten around to calling me back.
Okay.
So, I mean, the date was fun. He seemed to have a great time. I had a great time. I don't think I did anything to make him ghost me, so I don't know.
How long ago was the date?
It's been a minute. Probably like 3 weeks now, which in a pandemic seems like an eternity.
That's so true.
But he's that laid back that he hasn't called you back in 3 weeks.
But also, yeah. I feel like I know people like that.
Yeah. What did you do on the date, Kayla?
It was just casual. We just grabbed some coffee, you know, just walked around a bit, talked.
All right.
I like those kind of dates.
Just chill.
I would rather go for a walk than go sit and eat an uncomfortable meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was nice.
Did anything weird happen on the date?
I don't think so. Like I said, he's laid back. He kind of has like this stoner type vibe, which I don't mind. I like it, but... maybe he was turned off by my personality. I'm much more like type A. Like I know what I want to do. I want to get my stuff done. So
did he sound like this?
Hey, what's going on? Have you seen my movie Pineapple Express? It's pretty good.
Did he sound anything like that?
It wasn't that bad. But
that was the extreme.
Bad.
Right.
Yeah.
This is Blown Off with Gunner and Cheyenne.
Well, we are back with Kayla, and during our conversation that we had with Kayla, she told us about a date that she had with Marcus, which she describes Marcus as a very laid-back guy, and that's kind of how their date was as well.
Yeah, they met up for coffee, they went for a walk, which, I mean, to me, honestly, right now, sounds like the best date ever.
We asked Kayla if anything weird happened on the date. You said no, right? It was just basically he came off as a stoner, that was it?
Yeah, he just, you know, he has that kind of like 420 laid back vibe. You know, I'm a little, you know, my personality is a little bit more driven, but I felt like, you know, we complimented.
All right. Did he smell like smoke or anything? Like, did you smell a skunk around you, like when you were hanging out or no?
I wasn't standing too close to him to be able to smell that.
All right.
But I, you know.
All right. Now let's, we got Marcus's phone number.
Yeah.
And it's what we do on this segment. We call the person that is blowing off the individual that we have on the phone and find out the real reason why they're blowing you off. So let's call Marcus right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Marcus?
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, Marcus, my name is Gunner. That's Cheyenne.
Good morning.
We do the morning show on Camel Country 107.9. We'd love to talk to you about a date that you had with Kayla. Is that all right? Can we do that with you?
Sure. Cool.
All right, man. I got to let you know that you are on the radio right now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. How do you think the date went with Kayla?
I think it went pretty smoothly. I mean, she's pretty cool.
All right. I mean, it's good to hear.
Yeah, I mean, she said the same thing about you. So my question is, why have you not called her back?
Oh, I mean, I don't really think our lifestyles match up.
Okay. Why do you think that?
Well, I mean, she's kind of like into owning stuff, you know, and you know, I'm more of like a free spirit.
Into owning stuff. What do you mean?
I live in a van, and like, you know, she wants like own a house. So, you know, I don't know. I don't want to like be bound to a job or anything like that. You know, just, you know, I don't want to be paying rent. And that's kind of the stuff she's into. So, you know,
Jeez.
I live in my van, and I just sort of doubt that we'd vibe. So lifestyle wise, you know,
you mean she's into adult things?
I mean, living in a van is an adult decision. I made it.
I'm not saying that that's not. It's just the normal adult thing to do, I guess.
We do have Kayla on the phone with us. She's heard this entire conversation. Kayla, what are you thinking here?
I'm thinking, wow. I guess, you know, you were right to not call me back. Because there's no way that I'm going to be living in a van, you know?
Yeah, I mean that's why I didn't call. I mean, I figure, like, you know, I'm not about to get a 9-to-5. You don't want to live in a van, and cool. Like, well, good. We had a good time, but, you know.
But, Marcus, why wouldn't you just call her and tell her that? And instead she was just waiting, thinking that she had done something wrong.
I don't know. Just figured it was kind of clear.
I mean, is the van, like, nice? Like, is it, like, a nice little romantic setting? I mean, or is it kind of, like, how do you...
I mean, I think it's nice. I live in it. I'm happy in it. Yeah.
Well, that's all that matters.
How do you shower, just out of curiosity?
I have a gym membership. So, you know, I go to the gym and take a shower from time to time.
From time to time? How frequently is time to time?
When I need it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he's by himself in the van. You know, he's got nobody to impress.
I don't have an issue. It's definitely a chosen lifestyle.
Yeah, I just I've never heard of anybody doing that.
Yeah, like willingly
or know somebody that does it. So I just had questions.
More power to you.
Yeah. Right. So I'm assuming there's not going to be a second date. Is that safe to assume?
No. No. Whoever I date needs to be able to like pay their bills.
I mean, I pay my bills. It's just, you know, probably smaller than yours.
My gym membership. There it is. It's the bill.
What's your water bill? $19.99 a month.
All right. Well,
$3.99.
He's got the basic membership.
Kayla, you got your answer now. You know now why he's blowing you off. You can kind of move along now, I guess, right?
Yeah. No, I've got closure here.
All right. Well, good. Good for you, Kayla.
It's interesting.
You ever dated someone that had like a... They call that Peter Pan syndrome?
Yes, they do. Yeah. Not to that extent.
Refuse to grow up.
Yeah. I mean, there's areas and aspects where people just don't, you know, evolve and grow up, but nothing to that extent.
602-260-1079. How did you handle it? How did you, you know, did you ever date somebody that had that Peter Pan syndrome?
Man-child.
A man-child.
Yeah. I guess there could be girls like that, too. Woman-child.
Women?
Woman-child.
Woman-child.
I think it's less of a regular thing.
Yeah, 602-260-1079. Tell us the story. You can also text us at 22108.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.